Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man, getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Todd White, is red hot for the Messiah. He was a drug addict for 22 years, an atheist, and he had an encounter with Jesus. And the Lord not only took away the drug addiction, but Todd, he made you normal. Now, answer my question. Why is it, and many of my guests, I feel a river, but I mean before we even got on the air, I felt a river of God's presence pouring out of you. Why is that?
Well, every morning, every day, and my constant prayer is God, I'm asking you to make me become love. I'm asking you to break what needs broken and to shake what needs shaken. My God, have your way in me. Prune anything that doesn't belong. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you today to shine your spotlight in my heart, because I'm not good at looking introspectively. If you see something, bring it to my attention, and I promise to be obedient.
He must have been waiting a long time for one human to be willing to be that honest and willing to change when they hear from God.
This is a love relationship. I see in my Bible that God is love. So since God is love, Jesus was the visible image of love. He was the walking, manifest will of God in everything he did. And so when I look at Jesus, he poured himself out all day and all night. And then when he spent time by himself, he spent time in communion with the Father.
Now, tell me about this special anointing that you have for words of knowledge. Maybe describe that bartender that was 50% blind.
That actually wasn't a word of knowledge on the street with the bartender. That was actually, I asked him if he had anything wrong with him, anything physically that gave him trouble, and he said that he got shot in the eye with a pellet gun. And when he told me that, and immediately I get excited. Sometimes it's kind of crazy, because when people say, I've got this, and or if it's a word of knowledge, and I say, hey, listen, you've got something. Like today I went to talk to a child care person about a daycare, about watching my little baby. And I said to her, I said, honey, you get headaches. Now, this is a Methodist church. It's a traditional Methodist church. They're not used to words of knowledge. But what happens is when you say that, and all of a sudden it cues them that, hey, listen, this guy knew something about me that I didn't tell him.
Now, did you pray to know something about this person, or did it just come to you?
It just comes to me. It's like a thought that won't go away. I've heard the audible voice of the Lord one time when he took the bullets for me. I've never heard the audible voice until that point or then after. But now what I do is I just get a thought that won't go away, where I'll be in the presence of somebody and it'll be where a thought that just won't go away. And then you never know it's God unless you ask him. Then you ask him and you find out whether it is or not. And it's okay to fail, because if you're walking in love, you never fail.
Okay, so you tell this young girl about her physical condition. What happens next?
And I said to her, I said, let me see your hand. And she just gave me her hand. I didn't ask her if I could pray for her. I don't need to, because I won't allow her view of prayer influence what I know in my heart. I won't allow what somebody doesn't see influence the things I do see. So I don't need permission for her hand. All I need to do is say, well, let me see your hand. And immediately they put their hand out there. And to me, that's a sign of a landing strip for Holy Spirit. And I grabbed the hold of her hand lightly, and I commanded migraines to leave in Jesus' name. And immediately her head got hot and tingly, and she got lightheaded. Now, she has had migraines since 6 years old. And then I got to share the kingdom of God. Because in Matthew 10, it says, go and preach the kingdom, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out devils. But in Luke 10, it says, whatever city you enter, heal the sick there, and then tell them the kingdom. So either way, this is a show-and-tell gospel. So what I find that's a lot easier, especially in the public, is to demonstrate the gospel and then share what just happened. Because it's
really, well, that's God's plan A. Because the church has been deficient in plan A, we have B to Z, which is apologetics, which is good for a few people, but someone from another religion is not going to be affected without a demonstration of God's power.
Right. That's exactly right. And I just, it's a lot easier.
So what happened with this girl when you prayed for her?
She was overwhelmed. She didn't know what to say. So I shared the kingdom with her, and I shared how her migraines were never coming back again. Because I know that if it's a word of knowledge, that God's word always produces fruit. It never returns void. And since he's the one that told me, it's impossible for her not to be healed.
Okay, take me to that bartender that was shot in the eye with a pellet.
Okay. We were on the street doing a video for a show that's going to be coming out called The God Squad. And what it is we go out and we have supernatural encounters with people on camera to give a visible image to what it looks like on the street or in public. So we came up upon these guys, and Jamie Galloway had talked to them a little bit about, you know, feeling the presence of God on their hands, which is awesome. And then I walked in and I said, "Hey, man," I said, "do you have anything physically going on?" He said, "Yeah, I got shot in the eye." I said, "Shot in the eye?" And it gets me excited because I know that, man, the promise is the answer, not the problem. So when the problem comes up, we need to be promise conscious. So I just said to him, I said, "Oh, this is going to be awesome, man. Come on, you'd know a difference if you got prayer for it." And he said, "Well, absolutely." So I prayed a couple of times, prayed three times, I believe. And I actually had the fellow that was with him help me pray for his friend. Because we needed to get him involved. We needed to get him into the picture where he could realize that, hey, the same Christ that's in Todd is in me. Because this isn't about me. It's about Christ in us. So we prayed for him, and his eye completely opened up 100%. And it's just fun. It was amazing. I just love it.
Tell me about the Muslim that you had a word of knowledge about his back and his son's eyes.
Okay. I was working for an ice company, and at the ice company, they had a delivery for me to do, and I just told them, I said, send me to the most angry of people, because I just love them, man, and it's impossible to resist love. I mean, I'm just going to love them. So they sent me to this Muslim shop, and it was like a Muslim international shop, and when I went in there, I had to collect the bill before I could go ahead and deliver the ice. So I said to him, I said, "I need you to pay for the ice that you owe the company for." So he threw the check at me, and he was angry. And I said to him, I said, "Man, I'm sorry. This is just what I have to do." And he said, "No, it's fine." I said, "Well, where's your freezer so I can see your freezer?" So he took me back to the freezer, and when I went to walk into this freezer, there was like a foot of ice on the step when you walk in, which was a real danger. And when I stepped in over the ice, there were these goats and lambs and sheep eyes and all kinds of crazy stuff in there. So it was like, oh my gosh, it just got like darker because I'm not used to seeing that kind of stuff. So I'm in the freezer and I go out back to unload the ice out of the truck, and I'm just singing. I'm like, "God, you've got to give me something, because this time I'm like, I need something about this fellow because he just hates me." I said, and I love him. So I'm singing. I start to worship Jesus, and the guy comes out the back door and he's standing there with his arms folded, and he looks at me and he goes, "So, you busy?" And I said, "Well, absolutely." I said, "It's summertime. We always have ice to deliver." And I said, "Hey, man," I said, "I have a relationship with God." And he said, "Me too." I said, "Awesome." I said, "We got something in common." So I didn't try to debate him. I'm trying to befriend him. I'm loving him. So I shared to him, I said, "You know, sometimes I hear God speak." Because you do? Because Muslims don't hear God speak. So I said to him, I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know, he's telling me something about you right now." He said, "What's that?" And I said, "He's telling me that you have two herniated discs, sciatic nerve damage down your right leg, and you have a bad rotator cuff." He said, "I do." I said, "I know." He goes, "How do you know this?" I said, "Like I said, God speaks. So here's what I want to do. Do you think that since we both have a relationship with God, can we pray about this?" He said, "Sure." So I put my hand on his shoulder and commanded, in Jesus' name, the body be healed. And he pulled away from me. But it was too late because God healed his whole body. He was dumbfounded and he didn't know what to say. He just looked at me and said, "You're a blessed man." I said, "Now you're a blessed man too." And I said, "When I came in here, you had a little boy that was up front that has something wrong with his eyes, because both his eyes face outward." And I said, and he looked at me and he goes, "I will bring him to you." Now the situation has completely shifted from being angry and hating me to God doing it, because it's the goodness of God that brings people to repentance. So now the goodness of God has flowed through me as the believer, the kingdom of God flowed through me to touch him, and he wants to go get his son. So he went and got his little boy. He came out and he held his son. I said, "Are you ready?" He said, "I am." So he prayed in Jesus' name, and his eyes both came from the outside to the inside to perfect normalcy. And he looked at me and he said, "I thank you so much," and had tears in his eyes. And I gave him a hug, and his wife said to me, "Thank you so much," before I left. And she was in a full burqa uniform, and it breaks every Muslim law, every tradition, everything that they've been taught to cross those barriers. And the next couple times I went in there, God was growing legs out and of different Muslims and healing another Muslim's back.
Well, the family you were telling me about, how you in process of leading them to the Lord, where are you at?
I've actually, that was my job. I was an iceman. I delivered ice. And I had seen them three or four other times, loved on them, told them how amazing they were to Christ. See, I believe, Sid, that there's a huge process involved in the sowing and the watering, and the Bible talks highly of it. But sometimes in evangelical zeal, we try to get somebody to pray the prayer that was made up 100 years ago and neglect and allow Holy Spirit to do what he does best, and that's love and nurture that seed. So what I do is not everybody, I go for a juggler to try to get them to pray the prayer. What I do is I give them the kingdom and I share the kingdom of God with them. And I trust the Holy Spirit is big enough to water that seed. Sometimes there's times where people would say, what must I do? Because they're cut to the heart and God has just brought them to that place. But rarely will I go for the juggler and try to convert somebody in a second. I'll allow the Holy Spirit to do the work that he's created to do.
Oops, we're out of time.
Jesus told us to heal the sick. Sounds simple, right? Yet many of us have not seen consistent results. According to Todd White, healing is easy. In his brand new CD, Todd will teach you how to renew your mind, to think like Jesus, and to begin healing the sick regardless of their circumstances, attitudes, or unbelief. You can walk in the miraculous just like Jesus did. To receive your copy of Todd White's CD teaching entitled Healing is Easy for a donation of only $16, call us at 1-800-447-2697. First-class shipping and handling is included. That's 1-800-447-2697.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.